Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. on November 10th, and you're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show on KSTK Wrangell. Today, we've got a little group of guests. We have Wrangell Chamber of Commerce President April Hutchinson, Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Stephanie Cook, and Chamber of Commerce Board Member Maya DeLong. This may be Lucy Robinson joining right now. Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right, so do we have everybody? We have April Hutchinson, right?
Yes.
All right, and then Stephanie Cook, I saw that you're on.
Yes, I'm here.
And Maya DeLong.
Hello.
Hi, and Lucy Robinson. Yes? Or maybe that isn't her. I'm not sure. Okay. So thank you so much for joining me today. Sorry, it's a little bit, I haven't managed this large of a group before on Talk on the Rock, but I'm really excited to talk to a big chunk of the Chamber of Commerce. And for anybody listening, just know that you can call in anytime to ask a question or say hi. That number is 874-2345. So first of all, introductions. I'm going to ask you one at a time to kind of just give a little brief introduction of yourself and how you got involved with the Chamber of Commerce. So we'll start out with April Hutchinson. April, tell us a bit about how you got involved with the Chamber of Commerce.
I've been on the Chamber Board for approximately, 3 years? I like participating with the events that are happening in Wrangell. That are close to my heart, and involvement is really important to me. I do wear a couple different hats in town, but it's chamber is the heart of what's going on downtown and keeping everybody alive and king in Wrangell.
Absolutely. Stephanie, how about you?
I have worked for the chamber for about 2.5 years now. I have lived in Wrangell basically all of my life since I was 3 years old. I just love Wrangell so much. It's just a huge part of my heart. And just this job is really great because I get to, you know, get in the mix of things and help put on all the events and really just support our Wrangell businesses. So, yeah, I love Wrangell and I love the chamber.
And then Maya, how about you?
Hi, thanks, Sage. Well, the Chamber is close to my heart. They do put on so many events every year. So as a business myself, I thought it was so important to get involved and stay involved in our local economy. So it's a pleasure to work with everybody and just uniting all businesses to really shine. So thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you all again for joining me today. I guess I kind of want to start out a bit broader, and the Chamber of Commerce, of course, is a really important integral part of the community here. So I want to hear maybe a bit about your favorite parts of working with the Chamber of Commerce, maybe good memories, funny things that have happened, big accomplishments. Maybe we'll go in a slightly different order. Stephanie, would you like to share?
Sure. Well, Wrangell, the Chamber puts on a lot of the major events. Midnight Madness, all the stamp card shopping events, which we have coming up here this weekend for Harvest Fest shopping. And just, you know, the fun things too, pictures with Santa, and just a lot of my major memories growing up that I loved so much, you know, just all the fun events and like Midnight Madness and yeah, so it's just been a huge part of my heart personally, just growing up and, you know, being part of all those things. And then now being, you know, the one that's organizing those things and putting them on. So it's just a lot of fun for me personally, just being able to give back.
That makes a lot of sense. Maya, how about you? Do you feel the same, differently, other stories, good memories?
Well, specifically, the Chamber Dinner every year is always a highlight. I think it's one of the most fanciest events in Wrangell, and it really gives a chance for businesses to get together and chat about what's working and how our seasons were. So that's really important, is the dinner. So I'll highlight that. But obviously all the events are a lot of fun. It really does stimulate the economy when we do things like tax-free day. You know, personally with my business, I see spikes in business when the chamber highlights certain weekends for shopping. So I'm just thankful for all the events that they sponsor. And obviously the 4th of July is a big deal. And we're always looking for volunteers year after year, even though this year didn't work out as planned. It'll come back bigger and better in the future.
Yeah, of course. And I do want to talk about future, meaning like next summer sort of events or plans or things that the chamber is thinking about in a little bit. But first of all, April, what are your favorite parts about working with the chamber? Good memories, fun things that you especially enjoy?
It's definitely a lot of activities that we provide for Wrangell. Most importantly, like our 4th of July that everybody knows and enjoys. We have other events that are coming up other than this weekend, which we're promoting through this shop locally, Harvest Fest shopping. We also have Jolly Shopping coming up in December. And then we also promote home and businesses for decorating. And this year we're also doing a boat parade, which is gonna be exciting. I think getting our community together and having the pavilion where we all meet downtown is a great asset to Wrangell, where we all can congregate and practice social distancing and whatnot, but also have our activities so we're not just quarantined at home by ourselves and not enjoying, you know, living in this beautiful island. We just got done with our pumpkin patch. I know it was crappy weather, but it was still fun. And we had the early trick-or-treating, but we have plenty of events and also looking for volunteers, like Maya said, and keeping us going and afloat.
So let's talk a bit about that then. The two upcoming events, the closest things that are on the horizon, are the Shop Local Harvest Festival coming up this weekend, specifically on the 13th. Is that right?
Yeah. So we have Harvest Fest shopping November 13th, 14th, and 15th. And participating businesses will have stamps and stamp cards, and they'll stamp the cards for every $10 spent. And then you can enter those completed cards in the barrel that will be located at the Keenan lobby for a chance to win $500. So people can shop all weekend long and put their cards in the barrel until Monday, November 16th at 1 p.m. And then we'll do the drawing for the $500 at 1 p.m.
And
we added another.
Go ahead.
We added another little bonus. Because of a lot of people do a lot of social media, we're going to do Love to Shop Local Selfie Challenge. And everybody that does go out and shop, we will provide Love to Shop Local heart stickers at the table by the barrel located at the Stikine. And you can grab your sticker and do a selfie in front of the business or at the business that you are shopping local from, and we will enter a completed, fully stamped extra chance to win the $500, one per person. And you can do it on our Instagram, our Facebook page, hashtag Wrangell Chamber. You can email Stephanie@wranglechamber.com if you don't have social media, to get that extra one chance, you know, to get in the $500 drawing.
That's a big incentive. So just to kind of sum things up for this weekend, it's harvest shopping. There will be stamp cards at participating businesses, and people can fill those out for every $10 spent, bring them to the Stikine Inn, turn those in for a chance to win $500, and also take a selfie with a business that you're shopping at, and even maybe get another chance to enter into that drawing. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. The cards all together, it'll be $50 spent, but you'll get a stamp for every $10 you spend.
So
you get one card every $50 you spend.
Okay, that makes sense. And what, I mean, this may seem like a little bit silly of a question because, of course, we have had in a lot of areas of Wrangell society kind of more of an emphasis or a push to continue to shop locally or move to shop locally. But what is so important about shopping locally? Why does the chamber encourage that so much? And how does do events like this, like this Harvest Festival, kind of change the way that people shop for a little while?
I could answer that. I reached out to the city and our sales tax revenue, it goes to the community, obviously. It's for governmental services, such as our streets, the Nolan Center, Parks and Rec, Public Safety, our Fire and Police Department. All of these services that are provided, our sales tax revenue is helping. And that is our community participating in holding these other entities that the city is providing for us up.
Totally. And maybe from a business perspective, Maya, I know you spoke to this a little bit earlier, but how do these kinds of weekends increase or change the way that people are interacting with your business? How have you noticed that that shifts when there are these sort of focus on shop local weekends?
Well, aside from the events, it's so important that in general, we look at a healthy economy and spending our local dollars, because that reflects, like April mentioned, right back into those governmental services that we hold near and dear, our library, just all our municipal activity. So it really is a laundry of, for lack of a better term, money that, you know, when you spend it on local businesses, a portion of that gets given right back into the city. So I think it's important to know, regardless of every weekend, regardless of the holiday, these businesses are the ones that are donating for nonprofit events that happen throughout the year, run events. We're putting ads in our high school yearbook. So these businesses are giving back. So the events definitely stimulate that, but it's so important just to remind everyone that their local dollars staying within Wrangell really make a difference for the entire community as a whole.
Absolutely. And I imagine in a year like this, with absolutely terrible salmon returns and essentially no tourist season at all, that the income for the city has kind of plummeted. And so what Wrangell can do to support those businesses on just a business level, but also then support the city in a sales tax kind of a function, becomes even more important in a year like this.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, even in addition to the city tax revenue, you know, we just really wanted to emphasize shopping local this year more than ever. Just like you said, everyone's been hit really hard with COVID and everything else, and we just really wanted to encourage Wrangellites to shop local and, you know, support our neighbors and our friends and our community members, which is, you know, what all of our businesses in Wrangell are. You know, it's more than just a click on Amazon, you know, shopping at your local business. It means something, and it gives back to Wrangell, which is the place and the people that we love so much.
Absolutely. Just to remind anybody listening, you are listening to Talk on the Rock on KSTK, your live local call-in show with April Hutchinson, Stephanie Cook, and Maya DeLong from the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce. You can call in at any time, 874-2345. So then, the Harvest Festival is this weekend. We've talked a bit about that. Then the next upcoming Wrangell Chamber of Commerce event is Midnight Madness, right? What does that look like?
Yeah, that's correct. So typically it's the first Friday of December, but we had a lot of requests to switch it to a Saturday. So we're going to try that out this year. So it's set for December 5th, which is a Saturday. And then we'll have all the downtown businesses will be doing, you know, shop late. They'll have like different sales and stuff going on. They usually do. We'll have the tree lighting, At 6 p.m., there's going to be a community market over at the Nolan Center as well that day. And we're working out a Santa photo shoot at the Nolan Center. Out details for that in the coming weeks. But yeah, it's always a fun time and just another opportunity, like you said, to shop local and support our community members in our town.
Anything you'd like to add, April or Maya?
I was going to just mention a few names. We do have a complete membership directory on our wranglechamber.org website. A few of the participating businesses that are downtown that you could enjoy and get your selfies with are Angerman's and Stikine River Gifts, 56 North, Buness Brothers, The Compass Line, Stikine Drug Store, Audison's, Century, L&M, Michelle's Taste of Asia, Stikine Cafe and Restaurant Hotel, Nolan Center Museum, The Marine, The Totem, GCI, City Market, Wrangell IGA, Magnolia Beauty Bar, Johnson's, Twisted Root Market, Groundswell, Marine Artists, just to name a few. Like I said, we have a complete membership directory on wranglechamber.org. And a lot of those businesses you frequent every day, and it would be great to do your selfie at any one of those to get the extra $500 chance.
Absolutely. So then, I'm sure that these events, and I know that you mentioned, for example, the 4th of July, which tends to be the chamber's biggest event that goes on that didn't really end up happening this year. So how has the chamber dealt with the difficulties and challenges that come with operating in a pandemic? What's had to change and how have people reacted to that?
Yeah,
I can speak a little.
Yeah, go ahead, Maya.
Okay. Well, Stephanie and I were both a part of the Reopen Wrangell Task Force, and that was pretty crucial to get information out there for businesses. And I can kind of speak to the way some businesses changed their everyday. A lot of businesses were able to offer curbside service so that you're not meeting somebody face-to-face. A lot went into marketing and turning web-based. Some of our restaurants became takeout restaurants overnight. So just the pivots that the businesses had to make, and you know, they're getting that same news every day too. So a lot of times there was pressure to just reopen and have things run as normal. And sometimes as a business owner, you're like, but it's not. And we're, you know, getting the same news. So we really tried to still accommodate, keep our doors open, but with less people in the shop, signage, that sort of thing. So there were definitely some moves being made to operate on the business level. And I think Stephanie can speak to the chamber level, but thank you.
Yeah, no, definitely just echoing everything Maya said, definitely for the chamber standpoint, we really just wanted to try and get all the information out to our businesses as possible, grant and loan opportunities that were becoming available, and just making sure that, you know, our businesses were able to stay afloat during this, you know, really uncertain and difficult time. Just making sure that we were, you know, trying to be a support to them more than anything.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. So it sounds like everybody's done their best to adapt as best as possible. And it seems to be working. I went out on tax-free day. I didn't realize how good the sales were on tax-free day until I was checking out, I think, at Century, and realized there was 30% off the whole store and wished I'd bought more. But I guess I'd like to, last of all then, since we've covered the Harvest Festival and Midnight Madness, which are the two on the horizon upcoming chamber events, kind of what the chamber is looking at going forward as we go deeper into the winter, and then even looking towards next summer. What kinds of things are you keeping in mind in terms of planning events and trying to kind of get out the shoppers and get Wrangell out to support local businesses and the local economy?
Yeah, just, you know, definitely continuing what we've been doing and getting the word out to stuff that's coming up and making sure that, you know, we're supporting everyone and it, you know, there's still uncertainty moving forward with COVID things, but we're just, you know, we're trucking along, we're doing our best, and we'll continue to plan events for Wrangell and shopping things and just support our businesses and our community for sure.
April and Maya, anything else to add?
I'll just be frank. I can only think one season at a time. So I'm just ready to kind of kick it off for this holiday. And that as a retail business is what I'm focused on. But I can say that buying for our businesses started weeks ago. We, your local businesses, and I'm not just advocating for downtown retail. I mean, just restaurants. There's so many ideas when you're shopping this holiday to think outside the box. And I think it's important to make a plan and let other people know that you are preferring locally bought gifts and that sort of thing. Like, just kind of make a plan and I'm echoing. But yeah, that's my part, just getting through this holiday.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And go ahead, April.
I was just going to advocate the same thing that Maya said. Tell your friends and family, you know, what I want for Christmas. I want you to buy something from a Wrangell business and promote, you know, the new businesses, because nobody got to come home for this summer and visit. You know, maybe they don't know about the Compass line or what they carry at 56 North or what's at Ingerman's that's new and, you know, different, and Groundswell. You know, all of these businesses are working really hard and, like Maya said, have already purchased things for Christmas. So let's promote Wrangell and keep the dollars here on our island.
Shop local, shop small, shop on the rock.
There we go.
Thanks very much, all of you, for joining me today on Talk on the Rock. Goodness, I've really enjoyed our conversation and learning a bit more about the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce shop local initiatives and some of the upcoming events that you guys have going on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thank you, KSDK.
All right. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye, ladies.
You've been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in community show. This week's guests were April Hutchinson, Stephanie Cook, and Maya DeLong from the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce. You can find old Talk on the Rocks online at kstk.org. And remember, shop local, shop small, shop on the rock. Have a wonderful rest of your afternoon.